Hey everybody, welcome to the KTF podcast. We want to welcome you here for Keeping the Faith. That's what it's all about. You can't let your faith die. You can't let go of it. You got to keep the faith. And that's what this podcast is all about. We're here to defend the faith and stand for truth. I'm Pastor Shannon Williams. I'm your main host here. And we also have a good brother, friend, and powerful man of God on the praise podcast God. Here. B Mizzle's in the house.
You got me some new credits. Hallelujah. That's how y'all doing?
Moving up. Amen. Praise God. We got JB behind the computer back here. He's got some candy. It smells really good.
Ooh,
and he opened it up, and I just smell the candy. It's so fresh. So it's very tempting. So, but I can't eat it and podcast at the same time. But
nice sugar aroma.
That's right. I would ask him to share, but I don't know. It'd be kind of hard for me smacking on with some candy. So, what is going on in the world? We've got major, major crisis happening, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
America's in an upheaval moment.
Yep.
Let's chat about this because that's what our podcast. This is a current events podcast. We're talking about everything that's been going on in our nation. And if you're not a little bit concerned about what you've been seeing and what you've been hearing, then I would even question your humanity and your patriotism and your concern for this country, because there's a lot of things that have happened. Mainly, the number one we want to start off with is July the 13th,
yep.
The day the shot was heard around the world.
Come on now.
We have an assassination attempt on American soil. What is this, the first 34 years,
I think they said?
Yeah, it's been over 30 years
yeah.
since anything like this has happened. So this tells you, in my opinion, how divided our country is.
It sure does.
How crazy politically things are. And, you know, right now the church, unfortunately, is still asleep.
Yeah, come on. The church should be capitalizing on this moment.
Absolutely. We should be the loudest voice. And that's, we just prayed before the podcast started. And this is kind of part of the prayer. I was like, Lord, help us to be a rising voice in this turmoil. It's time for the church to start speaking out on
yes,
this stuff.
Yes, it is. Time for the church to get involved.
Instead of just a remnant, the whole church.
The world is wanting to divide us. Whether it be by our skin color,
yep.
Whether it be by our
political parties, color,
you know, we need to come together of the color of steel, you know, get a steel backbone, come together, galvanize as a country.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nobody should be attempted to be assassinated, be it either party, you know, and for us to just call this an incident right out of the gate, you know, they tried to sweep it under the rug, so to speak. But, you know.
There's major, major red flags that have gone
yes.
on with
oh,
this.
Yes.
First of all, I want to make this statement. I think it's a national disgrace that we had an assassination attempt
it
here
is.
In America.
It is. The other countries are laughing at
They're
us.
They're laughing at us. Know?
They sure are.
I mean, okay, you got a guy who's over here going, we're going to make America great, and there's people trying to kill, you know. Like, forget all the lies and forget all the stuff that's perpetuated about him, you know, because everybody's got a story. But, okay, we want average Americans to make more money. We want to lower gas prices. We want to stop inflation. We want to make America great. In my opinion, I want America to be great.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't? I don't care what politics you're in. I want America to be great. And for somebody to say, we're going to take a shot at this guy, we're going to kill him,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a disgrace.
Just because I don't agree with his politics or whatever the reason. Here's the problem, okay, with Trump. I'm not looking for a savior.
Okay. Let's deal with this.
I'm not looking for a savior. I got a savior in Jesus Christ.
Our country doesn't need a president who is our saving grace.
That's right.
We need a strong leader.
That's right. This is a corporation. We need a CEO. We need a boss.
Somebody that can hire and fire and manage and say what needs to be said, do what needs to be done. And that's what we need, somebody that's strong, that's going to lead us in a good direction. My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. Amen. I worship at the throne of God. I do not worship politics. Matter of fact, I really can't stand the political system that we have. It is what we have. It's like two heads of the same snake, in my opinion. And it's like they give you the illusion of choice. You know, I mean, after all, I mean, you could pick a Democrat or Republican. That's the only people that's been.
I know.
That's the only people that get
in. Independent can't get, you know, doesn't have enough support.
Don't even have a chance.
But there are good independents out there. They could probably run it and really help this country out, but you never.
But they like being able to switch back and forth. They like being able to say, we're going to blame these people. We're going to, okay, if it don't go our way, we'll blame this other party. Well, they kind of like this dynamic, right?
Oh, they've created it. That's right.
Absolutely. But we worship Jesus. But let me tell you something. I think America may be starting to wake up to the reality of these things because, okay, I want to say this. Okay. Who did they try to assassinate back in the day? And did assassinate. So let's talk about that. John Kennedy, JFK.
JFK, yeah.
So JFK assassinated.
Right.
Right. Malcolm X assassinated. Yep. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep.
Assassinated. Kennedy's brother, he was in the hotel. He was his brother,
Ted.
I don't think it was Ted. Well, I'll look it up. But anyway, I can see his face. I can't remember. So all of these people, what were they trying to do? Civil rights, you know, Malcolm X. They were minorities, civil rights,
trying to tear down barriers.
They were trying to make progression. And you know what? I actually like what JFK stood for.
Yeah.
You know, I liked his platform. I liked what he said. He was always about transparency with American people, and he shared about that all the time. And so I think people are saying if they killed Kennedy, they killed Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and now they tried to kill Trump.
Yeah.
What does this say about the category that this puts him in? He is literally trying. He's putting his life on the line.
Right.
He's been a billionaire
in a yacht in the Caribbean and not even worried about us.
Yeah, well, why is he doing this? He don't have anywhere else to go.
I think he cares about this country.
I do too.
I mean, he cares about the people, cares about the country, and therefore, I got a chance to fix it. Why not, you know, try to fix it?
Right. And let's talk about this this shot. Okay, so it's a shot heard around the world, but there were actually 7 shots.
Yeah.
And what I really do enjoy is that this is not the 60s, and there's a lot of technology. And there's a lot of things. There's a lot of people that are out there. They're doing their own research. They have means and ability to find information, go back and review footage and all this stuff. And so they found there were 7 shots, and there was 2 different weapons fired. There was an audio expert that studied the audio sound. So this lone wolf gunman theory, it's false.
Yeah.
And I saw this from the beginning, and I had this gut feeling. And I even put it out there. I said, somebody needs to check the 3-letter agencies where they're at right now. You don't do this by yourself. You don't stroll up on a bicycle, a book bag, and carry a rifle and just climb up on a building because you don't like somebody and sit there and shoot at the president, at the former president and the presidential candidate of the United States. So, there's too many things that were left undone.
Here's where the church is in all this. This is what the Lord gave me. We're fighting over the alphabet gang, but it's the wrong alphabet gang. We're worried about LGBTQ, Y, and Z, and it should be it's worried about CIA, FBI, CIA,
yes,
Secret Service,
these DHS, agencies,
all these agencies. They're the wicked ones.
They have power, and they are unchecked.
That's right.
They have power, and they are unchecked.
We looked it up. Me and Wendy was looking at that Cheadle before she stepped down. We said, who could get rid of her? Only one person she answers to, and that's the president.
Wow.
And he's MIA. We don't even know where he's at, you know.
Yeah. So,
you know, finally she got enough pressure to step down. But even though she stepped down, that does not recuse her from what happened.
Well, okay, so there's still major issues with what happened.
Exactly.
You know, we've got, you know, I believe Trump was watched over definitely by
the hand of the Lord.
By the hand of God.
I have no doubt about that.
I believe angels were with him that day. I mean, you can see the footage. And maybe we can actually go back and have it on the screen, watching him turn his head at the last minute. You know, it's like he's looking at a chart. If you were a right. gunman, you're looking at the side of his head. He fires. It's like a split second thing, and he turns his head at the very moment that bullet comes by and it hits his ear instead of his head. A millimeter difference, and we'd be having a different conversation right now. And if that would have happened,
we'd probably be at war right now.
It's possible.
Within our own country.
Yeah, it would be a civil war, I think. Because technically, we'd be having a different conversation, and it would have been a national tragedy. I would have hate to have been alive to see an assassination attempt on one of the presidents and leaders of our country.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame to think that this is actually taking place. And, you know, you've got the people, they alerted, the people saw the guy climbing up on the roof. You've got rally goers out there. Okay, so we got it on the screen right now. All right, so there it is. Boom. He turned his head at the last minute. I want you to see this. Boom. His head's right here. He's talking, and he's getting ready to boom. He turns at the very last minute. And so he actually talked about this at the RNC. So boom, he felt the bullet
blood,
hit his ear.
Lots of blood.
Yeah, there were lots of blood.
Blood everywhere.
It hit my ear, you know, and so it was huge. The bullet was huge, but they missed. And so you got all right. So there it is again. Boom. Turn his head. Bullet whizzes right by. Right there. So Trump says two things that I find to be some of the most remarkable things during his speech. I watched his speech. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yeah.
And he said these two things. He said, when that happened, he said, I felt God with me. He said, I had peace. He said, I was laying on the ground after I went down, and I'm down there, and they huddled around him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, I felt God with me. And then afterwards, he said something else. He said, I stand before you today only by the grace of Almighty God.
That's right.
So he acknowledges that there's a divine hand of protection upon him that day. But I want to say this. I think Trump's a different man.
I believe so. He looks different. You know, he looks different to me. After that happened, he's more humble.
He carries himself different.
He's
a little softer.
He's thankful. You know, he's thankful to be alive. But I really believe it was divine, you know, what happened.
Absolutely.
The protection of him, yeah.
Well, you know what? God has used lots of different people all throughout the Bible, necessarily not Christian men or women, right?
Yeah, right.
So God can put his hand upon anybody he wants to.
Yeah.
And for those of you saying, well, you know, Trump's not a Christian, I believe he's a converted to Christianity. I know several people
I've seen a lot of that have been with him. I know a lot of pastors. He talks to on a regular basis.
Absolutely. So I've seen it and I've heard it. I actually had a conversation with the man who was on the campaign trail with him, and back in 2020 or all the way up to 2020. And he said Trump, he absolutely has received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Yeah, praise God.
And so which brings us to, you know, part of this crossroads that we're in. Where is America going to go? Because the next 6 months is going to decide where we go in the next 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The directions, you know, everything that is happening in 2024, this is a pivotal year for our nation. And you know what? There are those that would use political power to overrun the church. Mm. So we need to be very wise, and we need to be in prayer, because the Bible says in Psalms 33:12, for those of you that say, oh, it's not a Christian nation, I want to say actually different, because our founding fathers understood the principles. Like, over half of them had went to study in a seminary or some type of biblical college. Yeah. So they all had, they had some, most of them, over half of them had degrees in the Bible. So they understood the principles that God had his hand upon them.
Yeah.
And so our nation in, our nation needs God. We need to put God first again. Psalms 33 and 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Christian nation. Our system has been set up and based upon Christian values and judges and rightly judge. I mean, up until how many years ago, you walked in a court of law and you would see the Ten Commandments.
That's all that's slowly coming back. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Starting to come back in schools. It's
coming back in schools and prayer in schools and
Ten Absolutely. Commandments. Absolutely. Well, they've taken all of that out of our public arena. And an attempt progressives and liberals and atheists, they're like, we hate this, we don't want this. But actually, we can't deny our past. We can't deny where we've been, and we can't deny those things. So our people, our Christian people, we need a 2 Chronicles 7:14 encounter. And when I say this, I'm not even being cliche at all. I'm saying we need a move of God in this nation.
Yes, we do.
We need preachers to preach repentance. We need the Spirit of God to move upon not just the church. It needs to get out of the four walls of the church.
Come on, that's the truth.
We can't sit here and say we're going to have our little church service and our revival and our stuff and it not permeate the streets and the square and everywhere. I think we should call for a national day of repentance.
Amen.
That's in good. This country. I feel like that's exactly what we need.
What John the Baptist preach? Repentance. What Repent. Jesus preach?
Repent repentance. For the kingdom of heaven.
Heaven is at hand.
Correct.
So, all right, here's my take on it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus left. So we have the kingdom with us.
Yeah.
What are we to do? Just like Jesus did, preach repentance.
We're supposed to be carriers of the gospel.
That's it.
And we're supposed to establish his kingdom. Yeah. We're supposed to be using our hands and feet, our efforts, our talents, gifts, and everything that we have to establish God's kingdom in the earth.
Well, you know, you got a lot of denominations saying, well, you know, all that mess died with the apostles and, you know.
It's garbage.
It's just straight garbage. You know, this makes me so upset, some of them cats.
No, and okay, so the church is weak today because it refuses to stand up and speak out on this stuff.
Because you've been fed this hogwash.
They're afraid to death to get up and we can't say anything about Trump. We can't say anything about Biden. We can't say anything about our nation. Well, that's how we've gotten here. Yeah. We've allowed criminals. We've allowed people who are you know, into all this wickedness, ungodliness, to run our nation. Listen, our money's jacked up. Our system is jacked up. Our nation is in debt. We have a crisis everywhere in our country. Fentanyl is killing people. 250,000 people have died over the last year overdosing on fentanyl. So that's how many deaths. Fentanyl. And we've got all these homeless crisis. We've got more homeless people now than ever.
Yeah.
The housing and the market is unaffordable and unattainable to the average person working. And so there's so many things going on, and we think the church doesn't have the ability to say anything about it?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Straight ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I don't know what world you live in, but last time I checked, I'm a citizen of this nation and a citizen of heaven.
You know, I heard a pastor saying the other day, he's talking about Christianity is on the decline. He said, no, it's not on the decline. He said, you go to Asia, Africa, South America, it's on the increase.
Yeah, yeah.
Only in the Western world is it on decline.
Yeah.
In America. And the reason of that is materialism, wealth. Everybody's wealth. I'm my own God. You know, I don't need a God. I can take care of myself. I don't need anybody else to take care of me.
Well, riches are deceitful that way. And that's what the Bible warns about with that, the deceitfulness of riches. The rich man, it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
The needle is not some door that a camel had to get through. It's because you're so rich, you think I am God.
Yeah, well, you don't. Okay, so you actually think I don't even have a need. Why do I need God? Because I don't have a need. But the truth is, your spiritual supernatural needs are greater than any physical or natural need you could ever have.
But all we see is what's right here in front of us. You know,
we got to start getting back to putting our affections and our thoughts
upon.
And we got to put it on things above and not on things of this earth. You see, the church has bought into this prosperity gospel to where we got pastors prophesying Cadillacs and houses instead of saying, "Thus saith the Lord," instead of preaching repent. I mean, just today,
Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head, right?
That's right. He didn't.
So
that's why he said, "Listen, you might want to check yourself before you say you're going to follow me to the ends of the earth."
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a guy right now who's well-known. He's in the deliverance movement. He prophesies. He preaches. His name's Leon DePries. And I literally saw on his page where he says,
I've heard of him.
Yeah, you don't have to repent in order to have salvation. He says this repentance is not involved in salvation. And I was like, wait a minute.
Salvation.
What did Jesus preach? What did John the Baptist preach? What did Paul preach? What is anybody that follows in the footsteps of Christ should preach repentance? So this is what we got. We got nonsense in the church. That's what we got. Instead of having real, raw conversations about where we are as a nation, what we need to change. Listen, we need to be on every scene.
Yeah.
We need to affect everything. When God sent the prophets to go speak, who did he send them to? He sent them to kings.
That's right.
He sent them to priests. He sent them to the people. He sent them to entire nations. When Jonah was sent to go preach, where did he send him to? After he got spit up by the whale, he went to Nineveh, and he went and preached repentance all throughout the city until it finally got to the ear of the king.
Yeah.
And the king said, "We're going to fast, pray, and we're going to repent." And so that's where we are in our nation. That's where we are. Listen, Trump's not going to save America to the point where he's a savior, right? He's a man, and that's what we know about him. Biden has dropped out. We know he's not running. The guy's mentally not there. He has not been there. He checked out years ago, and they've been holding his hand for a long time now. This should not be a shocker for anybody.
I still think the Obamas are running it. Clintons and Obamas.
You know what? I think there's behind the scenes people
who are
red and blue. Everything.
Red and blue.
Yeah, they're just weighing all the stuff and going back and forth and trying to get their will to be done. Which is really, I believe, a lot of these worldly people. They're working for Lucifer anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're pushing this agenda. And you know what? I'm going to say this. You know, right now they're doing protests in the Capitol. Today they're doing protests in the Capitol. And you know what they're doing? They rip down the American flag.
Yeah,
they're burning the American flag.
You got to be drugged behind a truck.
And they're putting in Palestinian flags, Iranian flags. They're hoisting these flags up.
Palestine's not even a country, is it?
Right. No. No, it's not. No, that's not even a place. It's what the British actually named the area Palestine. Do you know where they got that name from?
Philistine.
Philistine.
Yeah.
It's from the ancient biblical word Philistine.
That ought to tell you something, America, right?
Yeah,
there.
So it's not a nation. It's never been a nation. It's not a country at all. But so we right now, and I believe this all my heart. I believe if they don't stop doing this garbage, because listen, we as the American people, We are the ally of Israel.
Yeah.
We understand.
Not the only one.
Yeah, there's very few left.
Yeah.
And so as long as we hold on to our ally and we support our ally, then we can be blessed. Because the principles go back to the Bible. God says, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you."
Well, that's what scares me about Harris. If Biden's out and, you know, he can't function as president for the rest of this year, Harris, I guess, steps in. Well, her relationship with Israel is terrible.
Terrible.
She hates Israel.
Yeah, we can't have that.
You know, and that's going to be, it's going to be detriment for the next six months.
That's right. You want to,
you know,
mark my words. Let's put this on the podcast. I'm serious about it. Mark my words. Judgment will come to America if we turn our back on Israel.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
You can put this date in time and stamp it. And I will stand by. Judgment will come to America to the point where God will still provide for his kid. But I'm telling you right now, there is no telling what when God takes his hand off of this country. The only reason why we're able to be where we are and do what we do is because God is still has his hand upon us, because the church is still here.
You still got to pray in church.
We still need to speak up and declare truth.
That's right.
We need to call this nation back to repentance.
Yep.
So not only do we need to do that, but 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land.
And there's a lot that we got to do in that scripture. There's a lot to be done.
Humility, prayer, seeking his face,
yep.
Right? Turning away from wickedness. Right? And then he will hear.
Yep.
Then he will hear. How much of our nation's prayers are being blocked because we won't do one of those prerequisites?
Yep.
That is clearly instructions. Yep. In it. So, I mean, do we want to heal our land? Do we want our land to be well? Then we got to stop butchering babies.
Come on.
We got to stop, doing the morning after pills. We got to stop, allowing the wickedness to rise and continue to be on a rise in our nation. Mm. It is literally destroying our nation from the inside out. This is the truth. Nobody, I think, right now could march upon America and take us over and destroy us. Nobody's going to.
Not from the outside. No. It could happen from the inside.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody can march on us and say, hey, we're taking over America, guys. It's not going to happen.
Here's the problem with that.
But we are crumbling.
We're too armed.
From the inside.
Yeah.
We got families who are asleep. We got church and pastors who are woke and asleep, and they don't know up from down from the word of God to what's not God. They don't have a clue. Biden is out. Harris is now. She's received this. She's got enough votes to be the nominee, so she's starting to campaign. But I just read this today. I don't know if y'all saw this or not. Articles of incorporation have been filed. As of right now, today, articles of incorporation against Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I heard that.
There is a Tennessee, Representative Andy Ogles filed articles of impeachment against Vice President Harris, and it's a double fold thing. There's two reasons why. Number one, it's for the border crisis. This neglect of the border, and because we've got real problems at the border.
Yeah.
We've got children being trafficked. We got women being trafficked. We got drugs, guns. We got all this stuff coming over the border, and it's a tragedy. And then the other part of that is, how much did she know about Biden's actual mental capacity to actually be president, and what was she actually complicit about the breach of public trust? So those are the two things. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of chaotic.
Nothing. Impeachment used to mean something.
Well,
since Bill Clinton, it ain't really meant nothing. When he got impeached, and I was like, well, I thought that meant you got thrown out of office. He was still in there, just carrying on with president. I was like, wait a minute.
I think now they're like, oh, well,
along in court.
Well, you can't be a lawyer anymore. Yeah. Type deal. They did take his license to practice whatever that meant. Whatever that stands for in politics. I don't think you have to have a law degree to actually be a politician.
No, I don't think so.
So, but a lot of lawyers end up being politicians.
Well, Trump wasn't a lawyer.
That's true. He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't a lawyer. We know Obama wasn't a lawyer.
Yeah. So I don't think that. I mean, a lot of them are because that's the path they choose. But she is. I don't want to call any names, but she's not right for the country.
I agree. I don't think she's the person to be there to pull us together.
No.
I think Trump is. He's been preserved.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
Yeah.
And I believe. Listen, there's
go hope. Back and read the King there's Nebuchadnezzar hope. And Daniel story.
Yeah.
And see how the stump Trump. You heard that?
Uh-uh.
The stump came back to life.
Oh yeah.
In that story in Daniel, and it's
well, I think it's very interesting to be alive right now, to see everything that's happening and to understand that we have the ability now to truly, truly usher in a revival in our nation.
Amen.
You know, not a political revival, a spiritual revival.
Yeah.
Bring back our country. Put God at the
center.
Get on
your knees.
That's
prayer,
right. Go prayer, into prayer. A prayer and fasting
yep.
and seeking the face of God in our nation. And this is what's going to save our country. It's going to be God, people.
Yep.
It's going to be the Lord Jesus is going to save us.
That's the only thing.
So let's gather together. And let's stand against the evil that is trying to come against us. Only wicked. I mean, I was thinking about murder. I was like, man, somebody wanted to murder this man.
Yeah.
While in public, in front of all these people. That it's one thing to kill somebody. It's one thing to kill somebody with all these cameras on.
Yeah.
You know, I just, my mind, I can't fathom that.
You know, I can't fathom that boy, because I call him a boy because he wasn't but 20 years old. He woke up that morning and saying, I'm going to die today. Because there's no way you thought you was going to get away with that.
Well, right.
You know, he's like, I'm going to take this man out, and I'm going to end up dead today.
Well, they're pinning all this on him.
Yeah.
But we know there's two different guns firing. Well, so who's the other gunman?
I got family that's in some letters of the government.
Okay.
And they said the first one's never the one.
Okay.
There's always somebody else.
Well, there was two different paths and two different guns and two different sounds. It's very, I heard it.
Yeah.
It was a very clear three from the same weapon. And then the other one, it was four of like a majorly different sounding weapon was firing. And you could hear it very clear on the audio, especially when it was slowed down. And so,
know
what?
January 6th.
We need to pray for answers. We need to ask God for answers. So we can heal as a nation.
Yeah.
We need healing. You know what? We need to come together as human beings and rally and unite. Instead of having all this back and forth and divisiveness, you know, listen, if you're evil and wicked and you want to destroy this place, you're an enemy of our nation.
Right.
But our people need to rally.
Yeah.
We need to stop letting the
galvanize.
The government is running over its own people, and it's wrong. It's wrong. You know what a government's supposed to do? It's supposed to reward the righteous and suppress the wicked.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do. But in America, it's the exact opposite.
Yep.
The righteous are pushed down and the wicked are rewarded.
Yep.
And that needs to change. That needs to change.
Well, you know, like I said, we need a CEO. And what does a CEO do? He puts money in your pocket. And he keeps your family safe. That's all I want out of my president.
That's true.
You know, that's all I ask. Make my bank roll fat and make my back be covered. That's
well,
it.
Right now it's about feeding your family, putting a roof over your head.
Yeah.
It's
not about prosperity anymore, about the American dream.
No.
That's gone. Now it's American survival.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Can I get a can of beans? I stopped at the store a while ago, and a guy came out of the bathroom with a big gulp. With soap and water, and he just went out in the parking lot and bathed.
Wow.
Right there in the parking lot. That was his bath for the day. I'm like, this is where we've come to, you know?
And we're in America. It's just wrong. We got veterans sleeping on the streets. It's wrong.
Mm.
You know, we've got people being rewarded for immorality and living wicked lifestyles. It's just it's beyond comprehension to see the potential that we have. This is what we have, the potential to really have a country that we can really be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get it out of the hands of wicked men and
women.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's right.
So let's pray right now. We're going to pray for our country. Father, I pray for healing to come upon our country. But first, before we can get healing in our land, Lord, we must humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from wickedness.
Yes.
So in that order is what I pray for. I pray that all of America will humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, God, that we would humble ourselves to the point where we consider ourselves to be of no value, God, except for you, that you are God. We put you in the right place and pedestal. Lord, that we would turn from wickedness, God, like we would turn away from something sour.
Yes.
That we would push it away. We would deny it. We would say no on every level. Father, I pray that wicked agendas and wicked rulers and wicked people that want to destroy our nation and kill people and run this place in the ground, Father, I pray you cease their plans in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I pray, Father, Lord, that all of the wickedness, God, would be exposed. Father, I'm praying, God, that you would just end all the sex trafficking and child trafficking in our country, God.
End all of the
junk, God, that we've been facing. Help us, God, to be the voice that we need to be, and empower even the person listening and watching right now. Empower them. Give them an unction from you, Lord, to be standing upon the wall. To rebuild that wall, praise God. Lord, that we'll have a shovel in one hand and a sword in the other. And we're ready to work and we're ready to fight, God, because this country is worth it, Lord. The foundation is good, and we just got to dig down and get to solid ground again so we can rebuild this. And we pray and we ask for your leadership and guidance in our hearts and lives. And we pray, God, that you would do something amazing. Jesus. Turn it around, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's right. God bless America. We need to continue to pray for America. America is in a bad, bad place right now. Amen. I'm Pastor Shannon Williams. This is the KTF Podcast, and we are very, very thankful to have you with us. Listen, share this and like this. Listen, it don't hurt a thing for you to do those things right now.
That's right.
Help us get the word out. Get the word out. Listen, we got a brand new documentary. It's being released coming up next month. And actually, it's a couple weeks, August the 4th. It's called A Mile in Their Shoes. It is a documentary where me and John went homeless for 5 days. We recorded and documented what it feels like to live in that life, to understand the struggle so we could connect with those people, so we know better how to minister to them. And if you will do that, if you will actually get out of your comfort zone and find out what it's like to walk in another man's shoes, you can have compassion on them and know how to pray for them and bless them.
Promote that video.
That's right. So that's coming up, and maybe you guys can join us here for a watch party on the 4th, but it's also going to be released on this YouTube channel, KTF Podcast. If you happen to be watching this by YouTube, it's going to be released right here, day one, and then every week we're going to release a new day episode. And we pray it blesses you and challenges you to get out and make a difference.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Looking forward to it.
That's right. Me too. God bless you guys. Remember to keep the faith all the way to the finish line.